The Gemara at the beginning of the second Perek of Bava Kama, the sugya of Tzoreiros. Now, the Gemara has several sfeikos about Tzoreiros. Tzoreiros, of course, is Chatzinezek Hilchasa. The Gemara has several sfeikos. First, there's on Daf Yud Ches Amud Aleph, Boi Rovo. Chotzin as a tzoreis megufa mishalma me'aliyah mishalma. He pays chotzin as a, but does he pay it megufa or me'aliyah? And what are the two sides of the question? Megufa mishalma le'ashkan chotzin as a mishalma me'aliyah. Because we don't find, when the Torah speaks about chotzin as a, we find one case by Sheir Tam, and he pays megufa, so we never find a chotzin ezek which pays min aliyah. So therefore, in the halacha ma'ish masin, I said, the tzoreiros pays chotzin ezek, it should also be megufa. Oy dilma, me'aliyah mishalim. Perhaps tzoreiros pays min aliyah. Le'ash konkuchet mishalim megufa, because Tam pays chotzin ezek megufa. In a case where it's meshuna, Tam is meshuna. But since Tzoreiros is Kuruchei, so maybe it should pay me no aliyah. That's a suffix of Rava. Now the Gemara doesn't resolve the suffix of Rava here in the Sugya at the beginning of Kesel Regal, but the Gemara does say, and the Gimel on the base, that while Rava had the suffix, Rav Papa was sure that it's Mino Aliyah. The Gemara asks, about Tzoreiros being Tundasein Lav Kayetze Behem. The Av of Rega pays Ezek Sholem. The Teldo of Tzoreiros pays Chotzin Ezek. The Gemara said, why do we call it Tzoreiros the Teldo of Rega? Maybe it's altogether a new Av. It's a new category altogether. And the Gemara says, the Rav Papa says, it's considered like Regel. That it pays me no aliyah. So the Gemara says, but Rava had a suffix, maybe it pays me gufa tzoreiros. And the Gemara says, Rav Papa was certain that he paid me no aliyah, and Rava had a suffix. And then the Gemara goes on and says, what about according to Rava, that has a suffix if me gufa me aliyah? So why, according to Rava, do you consider tzoreiros a tilde of regel? The question is mashma, because the Gemara at the beginning of the second parak includes tzoreiros in the case of a regal moedes the Shabbat derech hilucha. So it's part of tzoreiros, it's part of regal. So why is Rav call it regal if you paid megufay? And the Gemara says the paitre b'shus harabi. But anyways, the Gemara over there says that although Rav has a suffix, megufay min aliyah, but Rav Papa was sure that it's based min aliyah. So we have a resolution of that question. Now there's another two sfeikos about tzoreiros. One daf yud chesam et beis, and the other daf yud chesam et aleph. On daf yud chesam et beis, again Rava has a suffix, if there's yesh hador li tzoreiros, ein hador li tzoreiros. We learn it kipshutai, that if a sheir does three times tzoreiros, does he start paying nezek sholem afterwards, on the fourth time? So there's Yesh Hador. It turns from Chotzin Ezek into a Nezek Sholem. Or, no, that Tzoreiros remains Chotzin Ezek no matter how many times it does it. Ein Hador li Tzoreiros. It doesn't become into a Muad to become Nezek Sholem. It always remains Chotzin Ezek. The Muad doesn't resolve that either. Rav Ashi and the Fiteh Samaralf has a suffix about Tzoreiros. What is his suffix? His suffix is, Boy Ravashi, Yeshini Litzreiros Levian Nezek, or Yeshini Litzreiros Levian Nezek. If a Sheir, instead of just walking causing Tzreiros, he made the Negicha or a Beito, a Maisa of Keren, and that caused Tzreiros, and the Tzreiros did a damage. So Ravashi has a suffix, do you pay a quarter? Because normally, if it wouldn't have been Tzreiros, if he would have made just with the Hezek with the Negicha, it's Chotzin Ezek, he's a Tam. So now that it's Tzoreiros too, it pays Revia Nezek. Or no, or does he pay, he still pay Chotzin Ezek? And Rashi explains why should it still be chotzi nezek. The loy ash kechon tam de mishalein boso mepalgo. We don't find a tam that pays less than a palgo. So even if there's another consideration about this, that he was a keren tam and a tzroi rois, so it doesn't go down to a quarter, he still pays chotzi nezek. That's a suffix that the Ravashi had. The Rif is as far as the first suffix we mentioned, it is Megufar min Aliyah. The Rif says it's min Aliyah. Why? He bases it because even the Rav had a suffix, but Rav Popper, that gave him a limit base, Rav Popper was sure it pays min Aliyah. So he passes min Aliyah. He does not bring the other two sphagas. If Yesh Adol Yitzchus and Adol Yitzchus, or if and if Yesh Shinu L'Yisraelus L'Viya Nezek or Yesh Shinu L'Viya Nezek, that the Rif doesn't bring. So there's a beautiful Dvar Torah from in the Eben Ozel to say why the Rif omits those fakers. Rabbi Zalman in Eben Ozel, that's Perek Beis, Halacha Beis of the Rambam. So the Eben Ozel says as follows. He says then the suffix of Rava, if Tzcheres pays Megufar min Aliyah, that suffix is really a suffix on what Tzcheres, why Tzcheres pays Chotzi Nezek. The Tzcheres pay only half a Nezek, because Tzcheres, even when the shirt does it, as it's walking, it's a little bit Meshunet, that it should make such a step, that the tzreres should burst forth and make a hezek. It's a little bit mishuna. It's not completely mishuna, a little bit mishuna. So when the Torah, the Halach Lamech Mishin, I said he pays chotzi nezek, so it means that it's enough mishuna like keren, and he pays chotzi nezek. Does he pay it megufay? Because that's why he's paying chotzi nezek, just like a keren pays chotzi nezek. On the other hand, Rava says no. Maybe the Halacha Lamech Mishinai, the Tzcheres pays Chotzi, doesn't mean that it's because it's a little bit Mishina. It's from the Halacha Lamech Mishinai, because he did it not with the Gufa, he did it with his Koicha, so he paid Chotzi Nezek. But not because it's a little bit Mishina. So therefore that Chotzi Nezek is not connected at all with the Chotzi Nezek of Keren, which the Torah says you pay the Gufa. The Halacha Lamech Mishinai said you pay Chotzi Nezek, that's it. But everything else remains like Regel, that it's been Aliyah, and that it's part of Bushu Sarabim. So that's the suffix of Rava. Now, therefore, the Eben Ozel says, the other sfeikas that we have in the Gemara about Tzoreres are also based on the same question. For instance, when Rava has a suffix, if the fourth time he paid Nezek Shalom already by Tzoreres, his suffix was the same thing. His suffix was, is the reason why he paid Chotzi Nezek by Tzroiris, the Halacha Lamech Mishin, is it the Halacha Lamech Mishin reveals to you that it's a little bit Meshuneh, enough Meshuneh, that Halacha is Chotzi Nezek, like a Kenan Tam. So therefore, there's Hadoa too. One thing there is Migufoi, the Chotzi says, and the other thing is Rav is saying, there should be Hadoa. Fourth time, it becomes a Kamua, it pays Nezek Shalim. Oy Dilma, no. Tzoreres is not pay Chotzi Nezek because it's a little bit Meshuneh. It's a special halacha. Koichi pays Chotzi Nezek, therefore there's no Hador. The fourth time is the same as the first time. And you always pay Chotzi Nezek. So Rav is actually making the nafkamina of what Tzoreres is. Is it Keren or is it totally Regel? Is another, besides being a nafkamina, where you pay from, the Gufar and Aliyah, there's also an afkamina if you pay the fourth time, if it's Yesh Adol Yitzchus. So once the Rif paskin that you pay min Aliyah by Tzoreres, like Rav Popper there, so he doesn't have to already bring the suffix, because for sure there's Ein Adol Yitzchus. Now why does he omit also the suffix of the Ravashi? The Ravashi says, If a shir causes tzoris through a beit or through a negicha, through a maisa of keren, do you pay a quarter or do you pay half? So he says it's also the same suffix. The suffix is, perhaps you should pay half. Why? Because the reason why tzoris pays chotzi nezek is like the first Sad of Vava, because it's a little bit of Keva. So what do you care if it's fully Keva? What's the difference if it's a little bit Meshuneh, that the Torah reveals that this is enough Meshuneh to make it Chotzin Ezek, or he made it Trubita, he made it totally Meshuneh. Meshuneh pays Chotzin Ezek. That's why it would be Ein Shinu Litzoyois Levia Nezek. Or the other side of Havashi is that Tzoyos is a special being of Koyche pays half. So therefore, when the Maise is a Maise of Keren, of Chotzi Nezek, so because he did it through Koichoi, so it should be a quarter of a Nezek. So therefore, the Rifa Mitzat Sofek, because since we Paskin mean Hoalia, meaning Tzoyos is not like Keren at all, so therefore, by a Negicha with Tzoyos, so he should pay it via Nezek. This is Rabbi Sozalman's Latero. Now, he adds to it something very brilliant. I would have to attest to Rabbi Sozalman's brilliance. He was said to be the biggest Ilui Valojan in this time. The biggest Ilui Valojan. He was accepted before Bar Mitzvah even. The tremendous Ilui. Anyways, he says as follows. He says, there's a question that the Lecha Mishnah asks on the Gimel Amud Beis. Lecha Mishnah asks a question. When the Gemara says that Rav Papa said to the same Lavka Yitzvah, that what does it mean to Lavka Yitzvah? That Tzoyah space Chotzi Nezek, not Kayitzvah Nezek Sholem, like a regular regel. So the Gemara says, why not make it into a separate category altogether? It's Chotzi Nezek, make it all together a different category. Am I calling it to the regal? So the Gemara says, you still count regal, the Shalomino Aliyah. So it is like regal, the Shalomino Aliyah. Then the Gemara says, what about Rava? Rava was said that maybe Tzoyah space Begufay, so why does Rava consider it a Tilda of regal? And the Gemara says, Rava considers it the Paitra B'Shus Rabim. Why is it Paitra B'Shus Rabim? Because it's a Tilda of regal, that's why it counts a Tilda of the regal. So once the Gemara says that it can be called a Tilda Regel, Legabe Potter Moshe Sarabim, so we can learn the same thing in Rav Papa, the Lecha Mishnah asks. When Rav Papa says that it's a Tilda of Regel, but you pay Chotzi Nezer, because Laka Yitzavim, and he doesn't have a Sof, the same Sof, because Rava, the Rava is Mesapkale, and the Rav Papa Pshita Lei, that you pay Min Aliyah, the Rokar said no. But Papa also has a Sufik, maybe a Bein Megufay, the same as Rava had the Sufik. But why does Rav Papa call it Tilda the Regel? The same as Rava. The Gemara says about Rava later. So maybe Rav Papa also holds it called Tilda the Regel, that it's Potter B'Shut Sarabim. So in the Maskana of the Gemara, we have no Raya, Lechura, we have no Raya that Rav Papa Pshita Leitem, you know, Aliyah. This is the Lecha Mishnah's Kasha, and it remains Betzori Chiyin. He said it's going to be better if the Gemara said, after the Gemara says, L'rov m'boyle, l'rov pop m'pshitale, l'rov m'boyle, amai ka'o tel de b'regel, elo l'poyte b'shus rab. That's what I mean, a better lotion. That you don't say that it's ka'o tel de b'regel in rav pop, because it's min aliyah, but the reason is both for rov and for rav pop, l'poyte b'shus rab. That's elo. But he says if he's going to be medayt, the word Ella is missing, so this kasha had the Gemara itself tzorichin. Why didn't the Gemara say Ella? Why does the Gemara remain that Rav Papa pshitale pay in Aliyah? So Rabbi Sozalman says, he says, once we understand why Rava said that Tzad Migufa Mishalim, is because Tzorich is a little bit Meshuneh, it's a little bit Keren, it's not fully Keren, because it's part of Moshus Arabim. And it's Chotzi Nezek is Mamayna, it's not Knossa, even if you hold, Kevin is always Knossa, it's something like Regel. But the reason why it's Chotzi not whole is because it's something like Kevin, it's a little bit Mishuna. If that's a Pshat, so the Gemara proves that Rav Papa can't hold like Rove, that it's Megufa Mishalim. Because since Rav Papa said that when it pays half, it's Lav Kayotze Behem. And if the reason why it pays half is because it's a little bit meshuneh, so it's kayotze behem. So tzoras is kayotze behem in how much you pay. It's kayotze like keren, and if you pay it b'rshus harabim, or if you don't pay it b'rshus harabim, is because it's kayotze of regel. So the saying is always kayotze behem. But tzoras is a kind of strange tzoras, that it's partly a toldo of keren, and it's kayotze of keren, and it's partly toldo of regel, and it's therefore kayotze of regel. But it's not considered to the same law kayotze of him. So therefore, when the Gemara says that Rav Papa Pshita, the Gemara means, because Rav Papa certainly learned that tzoras had no connection to keren. Tzoras is totally regel. It's totally regel. So therefore, Rav Papa Pshita, let you pay minu aliyah. Because Allah HaMashim Yisrini said, you pay chutz and yetzir. That's what Allah, he didn't say anything else. But it's regal and everything else. That's why the Gemara said, Rapapa Pshitalei. Only Rode had the suffix, maybe tzoros is a little bit mishun, and that's why it pays chutz and yetzir. Beautiful pshat. But, despite the whole lumbus of the Ebenezer, asks on himself. What does he ask on himself? He says, on one hand, he's happy with this Rishon, with the Meiri, and on the other hand, he's unhappy. The Meiri also says that the reason why the Rif omits the Sfeikos, if Yesh Ador Litzroros, in Ador, and the Sofik, if Yesh Litzroros, the Meiri also says, because the Rif Paskin, it's min aliyah mishalem, therefore a mitzvah sfeikus. And therefore, the Biri says, the Rif is going to hold that ein ador litzroros. That's exactly like Rabbi Zalman said. And when it comes to the question of yesh shinui or ein shinui litzroros nezek, therefore the Rif is going to hold ein shinui litzroros nezek. Ein shinui litzroros nezek. Because he passes min aliyah, therefore, ain't shinu l'rviya nezek. And Mr. Zalman says he's very happy with the Miri, that the Miri approached the Teretz Rada for entry the Rif. Why you omitted it? Based on the Rapop of Shitolei. They find. But he said he can't understand why, since we pass Mitzmina Aliyah like Rapop, therefore we say, ain't shinu l'rviya nezek. He concluded otherwise. But that sofik is omitted in the Rif. Ravashi's sofik is omitted in the Rif. On the contrary, since you pay min aliyah, so it's a special din of Kaychai, that Kaychai pays chotzi, therefore, by keren, by shinui, you pay raviyah. But the Miri concludes just the opposite. He says, because you're sure you pay min aliyah, therefore, ain't shinui l'Israel's raviyah nezik. And he says, the lashon is, that he says, therefore the Rif was mashmi the two abayas, but he says as follows, because min aliyah mashal vaday ain shinu levi anezek. See, and the Ebenezer, he can't understand the Bishumayif, understand what the Miri is saying. But he says, Abor Hashem Shebikra Dvorim Kivanti. That these fakers are telling in the Sofik of Megufa Min Ali. So he himself asks if he has a problem with the Miri. But I have other questions on the Rif Zalman that makes his pshat very difficult. First of all, he says that the reason why Rove had a tzad, it's migufoy, is because it's kerem, that's the halacha Meshuv Mishnah said, it's enough meshune, it's so strange, that it's enough to pay chotzi like a kerem. That's so you pay it migufoy. But that's not what the Gemara says. Well, Rove says a suffix, and if you pass some it out, Rove says exactly why it should be migufoy. He says, boy, Rove, chotzi says, migufoy mishal, and I mean, because you don't find chotz nezek in the Torah that pays min aliyah. So he doesn't say because he pays, because the Torah speaks about this chatzer nezek when keren and says it's megufoy, and therefore the tzaros also has to be chatzer nezek megufoy. That's not what he says. He just says that we compare the chatzer nezek of tzaros to, because we don't find chatzer nezek in the Torah unless it's megufoy. So this should also be megufoy. So he doesn't say the lumdus of Rabbi Zalman. That's one difficulty. The lashon of Rava. The second difficulty is when Rabbi Zalman says that the suffix of Ravashi, if beito negicho causes tzoros, does he go down to a quarter or does he pay half? So according to the Rabbi Zalman, why does he pay half? Because nothing happened with when he made tzoros more than a regular keren. It's a regular keren that you pay chatzer nezek. That's the tzad of ein shinui l'rvi'a nezek. But that's not what Rashi says. I mentioned the Rashi earlier. Rashi says le'ash kontan de mishal and botzer mipalgo. He says it is called keren with tzroyvais. It is a chalois of keren and tzroyvais. But it still pays chatzer nezek. According to the Islam, there's no chalois of tzroyvais and keren because tzroyvais means that it's mishune. But that's not what Rashi says. And the third kasha that I have on the Zalman is from the Tosfos Daf Chav Daled Omer Aleph in the Baba Kama. The question is as follows. The question is, although we find that the question is as follows. Well, Rava says, Rava says Chos Nezek, and it's Mamayna, it's not Knosso. It's Mamayna. So why should it be Mamayna? If you're paying chatzer nezek because it's keren, so how could it be Mamayna? If you learn you pay chatzer nezek somehow local measurement sinai, but it's not keren altogether. So therefore it's not knosa, it's Mamayna. Like regal is Mamayna. But according to Rabbi Zalman, it should be chatzer nezek Mamayna, knosa, even if it's not completely meshune. Why? Because if you see the sugya, of the machlekes, if palga nizka knosar mamayna, so the Gemara says, why should it be knosa? Because stam shvorin becheska shimo kaimi. Okay, so that's why it's knosa. Now, but there's a taste of daf chavdal ramad aleph, when the Gemara says that for hadol you need 3 days. And the Gemara has a suffix. You the gav all you the Torah. Why do you need 3 days? The sher doesn't become muad because he doesn't change his nature, whatever. Unless it's 3 different days, or the person is not responsible. Even if the sher did it 3 different days, but the person was told on the 4th day, Yeraksus nagia 3 times, 3 different days. He still doesn't become wood because the gavra has to be for 3 different days. So Teisa speaks out. Dibur Hamasal Hashto Dafal Dalad Amar Aleph. He says that Teimel Ri. After if this happened, if 3 kitei edim, it saw 3 different days of the shir was negech, came in 1 day, and the Gemara says if you do you the gavra, he remains a tam, but he shouldn't pay anymore. Knosi should be mamayna. Because you know the shir got used to it already. So once the shir got used to it already, so it's therefore it's lav v'cheskashimu kaimi. If not cheskashimu, it should be mamayna. So in that case, it should have become mamayna. Hey, malari. The mikom knosu lehavi. Yosem v'cheskashimu. So they said, v'niro l'taris, de'ein chotzi nezek choluk. Even to have a class b'chad duchto, have a class b'chol duchti. There's a klal in chotz nezek choluk. If you find chotz nezek is a keren, is knas in one case, kas in every case, and he still compares it to shleishim shalevet. Shleishim shalevet that you pay for shekels and every, you pay shleishim shalevet, and it's considered knas. So what if the eved happens to be worth exactly shleishim? Does it become mine? Does Kamash Ezek? It's not Yisrael Mash Ezek. Not Kavazim Mash Ezek. So therefore it should be Keren. It should be Mamayna, not Knasa. They said, no, it's always Knasa once you find it. So they said, therefore, once Chatzin has a Knasa by Keren, so therefore it's Knasa, even if it's Uche, if it became Uche, it remains Knasa. So according to Rabbi Sal Zalman, if Rabbi Sal Zalman says that the reason why Tzoris pays Chatzin Ezek is because it's a bit Meshune, it's somewhat Meshune, so how could, so in the Chanam, it's like Uche, it's part of the Bushes and Rabbim, but this Chatzin Ezek that it is, should be Knasa, not Mamayna. Tell it there, Kash. Eyes on the Kash, I think. Now, and with this I'm going to top off my kashas on Rabbi Sal Zalman. I think they're very strong kashas. Rava says like this, Rava daf yizayin ubeit. Rava wants to know what is the yisod of tzoros. So Rava says, like this, Ela rabbonon ike gufei domi kulin ez boil shalomim. If koichai ke gufei, peichot nezik shalom. Vi lav ke gufei domi, chosin nezik namil el shalom. So you see, he learned why does it pay only half? Because koichai lav ke gufei. But he has a kasha. If it's lav ke gufei, so let him not pay anything. If it's ke gufei, let him pay everything. That's a kasha. But he assumes that the ptur, why is it potu? Why is Tzoros potu from Chotzi? Because it's lavke gufoi. That's what he said. But so why is it chayv the other half? But he says very clearly what the ptur of Tzoros is. So therefore, chodam arav loylem ke gufoi dam, chodam hil chosek mirila. So if you see this very sophic, that he learned that the reason the ptur of Tzoros is that it's lavke gufoi, so why should we change after the Gemara says Halacha L'Meishu Misina? No, it's Nezek. It's Keren. Where do you get it from? That's not what Rava says. Rava learns that the Ptur of Tzroyros is a Lav Kegufidika Ptur. It's Lav Kegufa. That's a Ptur. No, but then, look at the hat, you say it's Lav Kegufa. Look at the other hat, you say Kegufa. In other words, he has a din of Momin HaMazik. For half, and half he doesn't have a din mamana. Like the half he say he doesn't have a full din mamana mazik. But not because it's keren. But lav kegufa, that's so in other words, to be mechadish, once there's the halacha, so the ptur is ksat mashun, it doesn't say it in the Gemara b'chlal. Now, let me go back to the question we raised earlier. We raised a question about Lerove Meboilei and Rav Papa Pshitalei. Yes. So the Rishonim, I told you, asked the Kasha. Why not say that Rav Papa was also Meboilei? That's what Rishonim asked. So first of all, look at the Tikkutzim. The Shitam Gebetzin brings from the Rajvo. Is it Rajah? Because Kimlon, the Gemara knew that the halacha is that it's min aliyah mishalem. He warned you that's halacha. So nicha leiluk mirav papa keilchaso. That's the lashon of the Shittim Kabetzes. Because we know the halacha is min aliyah mishalem. So the Gemara wants to say that Rav Papa holds that way. But that's very, it's dochuk. And why is it dochuk? Because the Gemara wants to say that Rav Papa has such a suffix. In other words, Rava's suffix that maybe Megufoy wasn't rejected totally. The Gemara says, the Rava in Meboyalei. So why should we just say that Rav Papa says it without giving any reason for it? Because that's what Allah, so we assume Rav Papa holds that way. It's a tirzo. The Avnozo brings this in a different place. And he says this teretz, the teretz of the Rajbo, said it's a dochuk teretz. It's a dochuk de teretz. I'm soon going to explain why it's not dochuk. But zechur, it's a dochuk. The Marsha and the Yom Shishleim say a little bit of a different knesh. They say there was a Kabbalah that Rav Papa held Pshitalei. Kabbalah. That he held Pshitalei. But it's also Shvedim. One wants to say that maybe he held that. It's the same difficulty. The Gemara says, maybe Rav Papa is also Miboilei. The Gemara says that. So what's up? There was a Kabbalah to say that the Pshitolei. The Amshu Shem has a second Teretz. The Amshu Shem. He says, if he say, since Rav Papa says the same case, the same Lavka Yitzvahim, so it's either Lavka Yitzvahim, totally Lavka Yitzvahim, or it's the minimum Lavka Yitzvahim. That's what the Yamsha Shema says. We can't say it's totally Lavka Yitzvahim, because then I might call it the Rega, because then we call it a different Lav. So therefore we go back to the minimum. So the minimum is, that's Chotzin Ezek. But you don't say Chotzin and Migufoy. A minimal amount of Lav Kayotze of the Av. So the minimal amount is, there's Chotzin instead of Sholim. That's the answer. But so Echino, who says Lav Kayotze has to be a minimum? Who says Lav Kayotze then? Who says it has to be a minimum? And actually, there's in the Shittim Kubetzes, there is, he has a different kasha. There's another kasha. He says till they say kayezim, till they say lav kayezim. Meaning there's more than one. Yesh mem kayezim, yesh mem lav kayezim. So he says, no, different kasha. He says, what's the chiddush of a popper? You pay chotzin nezek. The Mishnah says pay chotzin nezek by tzveres. So what's a popper being mechadish? It's a Mishnah, is din. So he says, because Rav Papa is trying to say, the Loshon, to the same Lav Kayetzer means that for everything is Kayetzer of them. Except the one thing it's not. This point that the Amshu Shlomo wants to bring out from the Klal of the same Lav Kayetzer, so the Rabbein Kohen, the Teis for Shantz, says it because that's his Loshon. That's his Loshon. In other words, Rav Papa is purposely trying to say, I know there's a Mishnah Chotzin Ezek, but I want to tell you that only one thing is Lav Kayetzavim. That's what he's trying to say. But he doesn't say because the Lomdus, it has to be one or the other. It has to be one extreme or the other extreme. He just says that's his Loshon. So he gets to that point, but from a different angle. It's not because that, otherwise what the chiddush is he saying. But another thing is very difficult. Both on the Shittim Kibetz and the Yamsha Shleiman. When Rava says that it's migufay, why is it Le'ashka Chotzin Nezek Mishalim in Aliyah? Meaning that migufay goes together with Chotzin Nezek. When Rava says it should be migufay. It's because Migufa goes together with Chotzin Ezek. So it's one thing, it's not two things. So what's the Yamsha Shleiman saying? Because the Gemara knew that the Shittim Kibetz is saying. There has to be, the Papa is trying to say, only one thing is Lav Kayetzavim in Chotzin Ezek. Chotzin Ezek is one thing with Migufay. That's exactly what Rav is saying. You should pay Migufay. It's one goes together. It's one thing. Now, so what I want to say is, maybe if I have time, I'll mention a Rajba too. A different Rajba. But I want to say, let's go back to the sugya of to the same Kayetzirim, Selav Kayetzirim. What's the suffix in the Gemara? I want to know if the suffix is the Gemara just wanted to know the Deen. What is the Deen? Or the Gemara is asking along this. The Gemara says, Ovois Mechaldi Yikotelis. So the Gemara wants to know, what is the Deen? Do you happen to know the Deen? Do you know what the Deen is of Yikotelis? Is the thing the same as the Av or not the same? We want to know the Deen. Or is the Gemara asking Alumdus? Since it's a Terla, not an Av, should that make it Kayetzaben? Or should it make it Lav Kayetzaben? That's the Gemara's. So the Chula, since the Gemara compares it to Shabbos and to Tumah, where the idea of Toldus is what makes it Kayotzevam or makes it Lav Kayotzevam by Tumas Lavkayam. So the Chor from there you see that the Gemara is trying to say that Toldus makes it different. But the Nachas David already has the question. If the Gemara is trying to learn it out from there, of course it's more like Shabbos. Because Tumas Toldus meaning is a second step. And by Shabbos, Toldus means you learn it out from the Ovos. So of course the Zikin is like Shabbos, not like Tuma. So it should be Tosenka Yitzhak. So the Nachas David answers, the Gemara is not trying to learn it out from there. The Gemara is just saying the Lashon of Toldus is valid, both if it's Kayetzadeh, and it's valid if it's not Kayetzadeh. In other words, by Tuma we don't call it Toitzois. You don't tell always and tell this. You don't call it Mokhev and Tetzo, whatever, a different name. So the Gemara says, so we see from Tuma that the Lashon can be used, Ov and Tehillah can be used even when it's not Kayetzadeh. And from Shabbos we see Lashon, Ov and Tehillah is used when it's Kayetzadeh. So the Gemara is just saying, the Lashon is good either way. So we have no pshitas to my question. Is the Gemara just asking, what is the din? Or is the Gemara trying to ask a Lomdashah question? The fact that it's a Tehillah, not enough, does that change the din? Or does that not change the din? The Lomdash. So if you learn up the Gemara properly, you'll see from the Gemara the answer to my suffix. Look at the Seder of the Gemara. The Gemara says, Mechavdi, the Tehillah, same Kehillah, Al Kitzvan. Then the Gemara says on other days, then the Gemara says, which is the Tehillah? My new Tehillah? Tehillah, the Kehamai? Tehillah, the Kehamai? If the Gemara just wants to know the Deen, the Gemara should have said, oh, but Mechavdi, the Tehillah, my new Tehillah? Know what we're talking about. What are they? And then, first the Gemara should have said what we're speaking about. And then the Gemara should have said, what is the din? We want to know the din. So you see that the Raya is that the Pshat in the Gemara, Geiz Laal Kayetzah means it's a Lomdus. Obviously, Mechaldika Toldah is the fact that it's a Toldah should have made the din different, it shouldn't have made the din different. So before we say which ones they are, whereas in the Etzim, you saw the Obviously, Mechaldika Toldah. Tilda should make a difference. Now it's a question of Metzias. It's a question of Lomdus. Someone asked it right away. There's obvious and Tilda's. Does Tilda's make it be different? That's one guy. Yeah? And a second guy I'll prove to you. When there's a Shita Mukabetsa that says, what Yesh man kayetzim, Yesh man lav kayetzim. There are some like this and some like that. And then the Gemara only ends with one. The Gemara says, Tilda the Regal. So why did Rav Papa say, Rav Papa said, I'm Rav Papa, on this question, then he says, I'm Rav Papa, Yesh man Kayetzim, Yesh man Lav Kayetzim. And the Gemara only brings one. Right? So one of the Tirutzim, the Shittim Kibetzis is, the first Rav Papa answered, this Kayetzim Lav Kayetzim. And he thought he'd find many more. And when we go to get down to it, so when we find one, so you see very clearly that Rav Papa is speaking about Lomdus. Because if he's speaking Stam and Messias, of course he knows what he's talking about. He should say the din is by some this way, and the din is by some this way. So he wouldn't say Yesh man. So you see, in other words, Rav Papa is saying a Lomdus. Rav Papa is saying a Svang. He's saying, you're Suffolk. If Taylor should be the same, or should be different? The suffix is, it depends what kind of Toldus. There are various kinds of Toldus that we can categorize. A certain kind of Toldus should be Kayetzim. A certain kind of Toldus should be Lav Kayetzim. That's what he said. Yeshem, Yeshem. Because he's saying there's a Lomdus in what kind of Toldus. And when we search for it, the only Toldus we find that can be considered a different category is Kayetzim. That's the only thing we'll find by Tzoyot Zavrega. Another Teretz, the Shita Gant, asking the question, why Yesh Man? Is because it's not only Keren, it's not only Regel, it's Shein also. According to Chazir HaNeve Be'ashbo, by Shein there's also me. And maybe, and if, and by Keren there can also be. That's another Teretz. But so there is a yesh man. But from this first tenets, you see very clearly. Yeah. See very clearly the Gemara is asking along this, and I'll bring a third raya. The Gemara is asking along this. When Rashi says hochamai, the bezem at bezem. He amrin until saying kayetzaber lo ishnav lechon told him he's a mishalim oidil maloi. What does it say there? The subject is, do you pay or don't you pay? The Rif says different. The Rif says, even we find all kinds of forms of payment, something megufoy, me'aliyo, mechotzen ezek, nezek sholem. So we want them not to the same case, not pay it to them. But Hashem says different. Hashem says, if they're the same laugh pay it to them, you put them completely. So what's that? Always of Chaldik Atelus, you have to say the Iso Mazik. Famous Yeshiva Shatero. He's called a Mazik, but he's poto. Just like Tomin is poto be'esh, Kalim is poto be'boil. So Tomin is a poto, but he's called a mazik. So, but you poto completely, Rashi says. So where does Rashi get it from? Either question is just in Deen, so why should Rashi create a new thing here? There's no such thing as poto legamri. It's chotzin ezek. So why does Rashi say l'chatchila that it's poto legamri? Because Rashi is learning that Sofik is a Sofik in Londis. And in the Londis of Chotzin Ezek, and in the Londis of Lavke Yitzabem, Rashi learns, it should be Potter completely. It's Lavke Yitzabem means there's a Ptur. There's a Ptur in the Chiyu, the Chiyu Tashlumin. The same as Kedim Beber, or Tomo Beish. And the Loshen of Rashi, if you'll see, Rashi said, Mi Amrin and Tredlis Kay Yitzabem, Lo Yishnob, Oy Dil Maloy, Mi Amrinan, is that what the din is? It should have said, Hi, Hayin Toil this Kayetzaber, Rishna Lajam, Oila. He said, Mi Amrinan. That means it's a Kirin Lomdes. Now, once we get to this Yisod and the Yetzim Subya, the thing is a lot of Kayetzaber, so our eyes are open. When we speak about Chotzin Ezek Tzoyres, and we want to know what makes Tzoyres different. So Rebbe Salzama came up, it's Mishunah, it's a little bit Mishunah. That makes a difference. Rove himself said, because it's Lav, Koyche Lav Kegufay. What means Koyche Lav Kegufay? Sat Mamana Mazik. Lav Kegufay, Sat Kegufay Behem. But we have a third reason why Tzoyres is Chotzin Ezek. What's wrong? What is the Halach of Tzoyres? To Lysay, Lav Kegufay. It's a Ptur of Taildo. It's not the Ptur, what Rava says over there, that it's Lat Mamen Hamazik. It's Koyche Lav Kegufay. But what's the Pshat? It's a Tilda. It's a Ptur of Tilda. Tilda saying, Lav Kegufay. That's the Ptur of it. The Tilda of it. The fact that it's the Tilda, that he was Mazik with a Tilda, not with the Av. Not with the Rek, but with Koyche, that makes him be Potter. That Tomin is Potter Beish, Kedim is Potter Beish, Tilda is Potter Meregel. That's what Rav Papa says. So Rav Papa is learning different than Rove in the whole Yisod, what the Ptur of Tzoyres is. Rove learned the Ptur of Tzoyres is Koichelav Kegufay. He doesn't gufay. And Rav Papa just learned it's a Ptur of Tilda. A third approach to what Tzoyres, the Ptur of Tzoyres. If that's the case, So we know very, very well why the Rishonim asked the question. Of course, maybe Rav Papa also had. When Rava says, let's go to the first one. Rava says, Lo yashkechon chotzin ezek b'mshal min ha'aliyah. He compares the chotzin ezek of tzoreis to the chotzin ezek of keren. Chotzin ezek of keren, you see, pay megufa. Chotzin ezek of keren, also pay megufa. That's only according to Rove. That he's a chotzi mazik. That a tzroyros is called, oh, he's only half a mazik. Look at the half of it, you say, it's lav kegufay. Just like keren tam is called chotzi mazik. The Torah made him in tichle, he's only half a mazik. So the same way, tzroyros is half a mazik, it's the kerk lav kegufay. Therefore, we say the same chotzi mazik Keren is the same word that we say by Tzoyres. So it's Megufa Misham. But according to Rav Papa, it's not a Chotzi Mazik. It's a full Mazik. There's a Ptur of Toildo. And the two halves, the part that I'm half. But it's not the same kind of chotzi nezek as Keren altogether. Because he's a full mazik. It's not the same chotzi nezek. According to Rove, Tzroilus is a chotzi mazik. Because Keren altogether is a chotzi mazik. But according to Rav Popper, he's a full mazik. He has a p'tur. And the p'tur helps a half. So, but what do you get to Megufa over here? There's no reason you can't compare it to the Chotzi Nezik, the Chotzi Mazik pays Chotzi Nezik Megufa. So what when the Gemara is asking the question, the Gemara says, Rav Rove had a sofek if it's Megufa. So the Gemara doesn't mean that Rav Popper should have the same sofek as Rove should be Megufa. The Gemara just doesn't want there should be a machlekes lemaise. We're trying to minimize a machlekes lemaise. It's a different lomdus, of course, by Rav Popper. But just like Rav said, that it's megufoy, so maybe Rav Popper agreed with him in the deen that it's megufoy. Mitzad what? Mitzad of the same love creates of him. But it's not mitzad what it says over there, that loyash kom chotzenezer mishal megufoy. But in order to minimize the lemaise, the machlekes, the machlekes alone does, but maybe Rav Popper also held that Slav creates them legabe min haaliyah. It's not leisim legabe miguf legabe the sheer how much they pay. It's not creates them that's min haaliyah. It's a second Slav creates them. So next day a week do it somewhere else are good. The Gemara knew the halacha is that it's min haaliyah. The Gemara knew that it's halacha. So once Rav Popper says it, because you want to create a new din. And not because of what the Rava said. That's what the Gemara knew that. But it's not because of what the Rava suffered. The Gemara just wants to make the din come out the same. But why should we make the din come out the same as Rava? When it's not a libra de hilchasa? The Rava pshitlei that the Rava pshitlei that it's min aliyah. Or the Gemara has such a kabbalah, whatever it is. But these tibbutz are good to listen once you know that the Gemara didn't mean that Rava holds like Rava. It was just the lomdos are different lomdos, not Rava. The only thing that Moore wanted to know if indeed they pass, they give the same psak out. If somebody's mother says, well, Rav Popper, don't forget Rav Popper was a Talmud of Rava. So will Rav Popper say the same thing as Rava said? So that's not that cannot. Or you can say that the Yom Shishleim said, when the Yom Shishleim says that you give a minimum. It's also because of the lomdus of Tzalsein Lafayetz of them. Then we ask the question, who says that it's either maximum or minimum? Since we learned that the same Lafayetz of them is a lomdus, so because he wasn't mazik with the Am, so you can say, therefore that patels him, takes a p'tur on him, so you can say a p'tur, a minimal p'tur, you can say the p'tur, completely a p'tur. I got a p'tur, you could say. So the Am Shoshana says, it's only a minimal p'tur. Now we go back to the Miri. In other words, like this. The Sofik if Yesh Hadol Yitzhoros and Hadol Yitzhoros is totally in Rav Popper and Rove. Why? Because Rove has a Sofik. Because it's a Chotzi Mazik. Because it's Kirchel Lav Kegufoi, like Rabbi Ev. So you say, what about a fourth time? Does he become a full Mazik a fourth time? Yesh Hadol Yitzhoros. But according to Rav Popper, it's not a p'tur of Toildo, so he doesn't. So he's a full mazik anyways. So why after three times you take away the p'tur from him? Will you take away the p'tur from a boy on Kalim after three times? In other words, there's no suffix of Yesh Hador Litzroyos only according to Rava, but according to Rav Popper, there's certainly no Hador Litzroyos. Now what about the suffix of Yeshin Yisrael Savi Hanezek? According to Rava, there is a p'tur of Koi Chilav Kegufoi, so Keren should also have it. Keren should also have it. In other words, Keren pays Chotzi Nezek. So if Keren he made Tzoyres. So therefore there should be, there's Lav Kegufoi over here. It's only Koi Chai. So that partles him from half. So they got half. So therefore it's Yeshin Levi Hanezek. Or do we say, Loimatsinu, the Tamashan, Potsamipalgo, like Rashi says? Or the lozach ching is less than half. Right? But there's a halos tzroi lois. There's a halos of lav kegufoi in Karen too. It's lav kegufoi. But if it's a halal, but if the whole two tzayas is, because it's tail they say and got the lav kegufoi. So we find tail there by regel. It's lav kegufoi. And that's defined in the Gemara. But meicha teizer is tail there by shame. That's lav kegufoi. We can't compare one to the other. If it's a lomdus of the vrove, there's koich and lav kegufoi, so it's applicable in all the mazikim. As long as it's koich, it's a, it should be lav kegufoi. At least for half. So therefore the Gemara knows that it's valid also in Keren. But then that's what the Miri holds. The Miri says the Feirush. The Chazer HaMeva Barashpo is Rega, not Shane. Because the Miri learns, maybe you can have a Sufet. Is there a the Loch of Tel Keitzim, just like in Rega, is also in Shane. Or also in Keren. We can't. But that's not the Sufet of the Gemara. The Miri doesn't have such a Sufet. The Miri said that by regal is the same lucky Yitzhak. And you don't find it by any other mazik. According to Rav Islamic, you find it by all kinds of mazik, as long as it's koichoi. Regal of kegufoi. It applies to every kind of mazik. So therefore, by Keren, there'll be a suffix. Maybe it's Yeshinui. There's a chalim. But according to the Miri, according to Rav Popo, that the Ptur is because of Tehillah, we find the tilde of regel is lavka yitzavai, and there's a pturin because lavka yitzavai, but b'shem mekan we didn't find it, so therefore ain shinu letzoros of yamezik. In other words, there's no ding by kara altogether of the same lavka yitzavai. We have to add something. I just want to add something. This is, well, I'll end with this. When Rav Popa says Yeshvim, Yeshvim Lav Kesem, what does he mean? He means the Torah is exactly like the Keren, like the Al. So there's no reason to make the Halacha different. If it's different, so he means because it's Koichoi, that's Kal Kegufoi, it's his Mazik. But it's a different kind of Gufoi. It's Koichoi Kegufoi. So why am I saying by Shane and by Keren, it should be? Because it seems to me that from the arms there's something more deliberate. It's deliberate. So that koicha, that tilde of it, is closer. That's how the Miri learned. That's closer to the shame itself. The mamash eating if he's eating it and he's neiva or kevin. But anyways, the Miri says that the Gemara Shaila is not a Shaila only according to Rava. But according to Rav Popa, it's not a Shaila. And the Miri said, no, it's a Shaila. Therefore, the Rav doesn't bring it. And the Miri said, no, Shaila, because there's no thing tzoyrois, there's no thing told of, told of the shame, lav keyetze the shame, or told of the kevin, lav keyetze the kevin. There's a Rajba, the Shittim Kubes brings a Rajba, it's in our print, it's a flov, and it's the end of the first column. So the Rashi says like this: the rov mi boilei, and the Rav Pshitla says the rov mi boilei. He says kivim mishum kivim de'akel be'rachmono shloi lechay be'alachotzin ezek. So we say it's chay chotzin ezek da'alma. The pirush atel said beferush it's megufay. The Rav Papa savar kivim digmira atel de regali. Vila medina avel shalom nezik shalom keregel de uche ela de pat rachmanim mechotz nezik in kemin aliyah meshalem. So lechura he seems to be saying what the tutzdarim of Rav is. So he should have said it. At the beginning of Perek Beis. She said either it's a chotz nezik da'alma, which is megufay, or maybe it's min aliyah because it should have been Nezek Shalem, like Regel, the Uche. I mean, Rav himself also said the same way. He should have. When Rav also says, the Akel Be Rachmona. Don't forget what Rav says. He says, Loilam Koyche Kegufoi. And there's a Loch Lamesh Misinai that is Yipay Chotzi Nezek. What does he mean? It means a Hilchos Oligroi. And we explain that it means the koyachai should be kegufay, but the halacha makes it lav kegufay. The halacha took away, made it into koyachai lav kegufay for half. But it's the fact that a kula, Kehla made a kula in him. So when he's trying to say, why should be min aliyah, so he says, the patre, bidino, mishal nezek sholem, kenei galduche, el the patre, chaman mechot sin nezek, imki min aliyah mishalim. So of course, so that is the very sovet l'chuma of Rava. So why does he bring it in a view? It's l'chuma p'shita lein l'rapop p'shita l'chuma m'boilet. That's because he's learning like we're learning. That l'chuma d'ak rachman shal l'chai v'el l'chosin it means he's only a chotzi mazik. Listen, d'ak rachman he's only a chotzi mazik. Therefore it's a chotzi mazik d'alma. And Rav Popov's kim v'gmiro tel d'ra'im means even after the halacha, he's a full mazik. V'ilu midini, even after the halacha, he should have paid nezer shalom kegufay. He doesn't have p'tur in the tashlomim. This is the p'tur in the tashlomim. So why should it be, so why should the chotzin ezek be, have a connection with the chotzin ezek where it's a p'tur in the whole mazik? So then, it's a p'tur in the tashlomim. That's what he's saying. Doesn't have to pay the chotzin nezek, but he's a full mazik. So this chotzin nezek that you're paying is nothing to do with the chotzin nezek that a keren pays, where he's a chotzin mazik.